Yesterday afternoon, some severe thunderstorms came through portions of our area, specifically to the south of the capital region. Those areas saw the most intense storms. Damage was quite significant in some communities due to both large hail and also gusty winds. And for some property owners, it's going to take some time to get everything cleaned up after those intense storms came through yesterday. And of course, with all of that wind and lightning around, power outages were a concern as well, and there are still some spots that are out of power as the storms really did pack quite a punch as they came through the region. Fortunately, the weather is quieter today. Things have settled down quite nicely as the front that triggered those showers and storms has moved down to the south. Of course, you notice that we're not in that mugginess again today. So the intensity of the weather certainly has come down a notch from what we saw across portions of the area yesterday afternoon. Now, I will mention that front to our south is still close enough to bring clouds and maybe even some showers, especially south of the capital region over the next several hours, maybe even into tomorrow morning. And then for the rest of us, things are looking pretty good over the next day or so. Later in the week, especially later on Friday into Saturday, we'll start to see some of that moisture return, lift back to the north. And that is going to bring us the chance for some rainfall, especially Friday night into Saturday. It's still a little bit uncertain as to exactly how far north the rain makes it. The timing is still a bit uncertain as well. So I don't want you to focus specifically on timing at this point. But at least consider that there is the potential for some wet weather as we move closer to the weekend. But in the short term, things are looking pretty quiet. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight. Some areas of fog are possible, especially near bodies of water. Those will be generally in the 40s and 50s. And for tomorrow, we're looking for a blend of sunshine and clouds. A little bit brighter across the north. It'll be cloudier across the south. In Albany, we're likely to start off with a mainly cloudy sky in the morning, some blend of clouds and sun. It should trend a little bit brighter as the day moves along, and temperatures will be up into the 60s and 70s. Again, those rain chances will return as we move through Friday, especially south of Albany. Then all of us have a chance for rain Friday night into the day on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 60s and 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 60s and 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow morning clouds, maybe a shower, then some afternoon sun, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain mainly south, highs in the 60s. Saturday, rain likely, with a high around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.